Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And we'll begin on the very last line of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We're learning Simen Pei Zayin, which deals with how far one has to distance himself from various utensils that were used for excrement or urine. And the Mechaber had said yesterday, Shir, that when we're talking about a chamber pot or a urinal, if it's made out of earthenware or if it's made out of wood, then you have to distance yourself from it as if it were excrement itself. Today he says, however, avol im hein shel mateches, if the chamber pot or the urinal is made out of metal, oh, shel schuchis, or it's made out of glass, o shel cheres mitzupah, or earthenware that is glazed. We'll see mitzupah means some sort of a glaze on top of it. In all of these situations, it doesn't absorb well. Mutter im hein ruchutzim yofi, if you rinse it out well, so then one would be permitted to daven, again with all the caveats that there is no foul smell and there's no excrement present, one would be able to daven in front of it. It doesn't have the halachic status of a beis hakiseh, which forbids you to say dvarim shebikdusha in its presence. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet writes, shel zechuchis, made out of glass. So the Bir Heitev actually in Sivkot and Beis writes that because it doesn't absorb well, then he brings down the Taz who argues with it. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah over here says. Taz mafakbik bezeh, Taz is not so clear about this. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Rov Achronim, and he brings this down in the name of the El Yeraba, the Birkei Yosef, the Derech HaChayim, the Yeshuas Yaakov, and the Shagas Aryeh in Shaar HaTzion, Sivkot and Zayin. And he says that the vast majority of the Achronim, Kimat Kulam, and nearly all of them, Maskimim Lahokel, follow the Mishnah Berurah's, the Mechaber's rather, lenient opinion, and that one can be Makel over here. Why? Vatam, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bechol Elu Svirulhu De'ein Bolin. All of these, they don't absorb the urine or the excrement inside of them, and therefore, if you clean them out, they're not considered halachically there. Vafilu in Bolin, and even if they do absorb it somewhat, Ein Bliyosa Meruba, there isn't a tremendous amount of absorption of the excrement or the urine. Al Kain, Ein Din Beis Hakiseh Aleihem. So therefore, they don't have the halachic status of a Beis Hakiseh. Dirshu footnote number 6 brings down again, reminding us the halachos of the various indwelling urinary catheters that a person, Rahman al-Islam, who's sick, might have. The bottom line is that the majority of the achronim, the modern-day poskim, previous generations poskim, all say that one is permitted to daven in the presence of such a urinary catheter, and their only difference of opinion is whether you should cover it up or not. Certainly, if you want to be yotzi, all the opinions, it's best to cover it up, to cover up the collection bag, but under extenuating circumstances where you might not be able to do so, there are poskim that would say, depending on the material that it's made of, that you don't even have to cover it up. Sivkot and Hay, the Mishnah Berurah writes, if it was glazed, mitzupa, yeshomim, dahinu masha onukorim glazirt. That's what we call nowadays glazirt, which is translated, for those that have Mishnah Berurahs, for like the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, it's footnote number 2 at the very bottom, the Targum, which calls it mezugag, which means mitzupa zechuches, it's covered in some sort of a glass glaze. And others say, v'yeshomim, the davk imu mitzupa ba'avor, only if it's glazed with lead, lo glazit, but not with a regular glass glaze. I'm not exactly sure exactly what they're referring to over here. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, gam yesh omim deba'inon shehi mitzupa mibifnim umibachutz. When it does have to be glazed or covered up over here, it has to be both on the inside and on the outside. However, v'yesh mekilin, there are those opinions, he brings this down in the name of the Beis Yosef, that it would be dai b'shem mitzupa rak b'fnim. As long as it's glazed on the inside, even if it's not glazed on the outside, that would still be adequate not to have the halachic concerns of a Beis Hakiseh over here. V'nei l'maisa, how do we paskin, the Mishnah Berurah says? Yesh l'hachmir. We should go the more stringent opinion to have it both covered on the inside and on the outside. The be'inun she'eh mitzupa gami b'chutz. It should also be glazed on the outside, covered up on the outside. However, ach kish kefal al piv, in the next simon we're going to talk about what happens when you turn it over, then yesh lismoch l'hokel adasa matir. If it's only glazed on the inside, and the inside over here is covered up by turning it over, so then he brings down in the name of the El Yerab, but one can rely upon the more lenient opinion that says the outside doesn't have to be glazed. Vakelim shonu korin, porcelain, and those utensils that we call kishmo, porcelain, it's the bottom of the Targum says it's called charsina, we know it better as porcelain. Linyan shari surim, in regards to all other halachic standards, this is mostly for tovelin kalim, for doing hagola on kalim, to kasher the kalim. So isurim, dinam kichle cheres. In regards to all other isurim, we view it as earthenware. However, which means delo mahani hagola, which means that it will not be acceptable to do hagola on this because you can't get all the blios out, you can't get all the absorptions out, and therefore hagola, immersing it in a hot water, boiling hot water, is not adequate. And therefore, he says, it appears to me, the Mishnah Berurah says, that one should be also machmir in regards to over here, porcelain has the halachic status over here with kli cheres. And then he tells you, look in the Bir Halacha, and the Bir Halacha writes, this is about 8-10 lines down in the Bir Halacha on this page, keva and dehem shuim, they are somewhat smooth and therefore not absorbing so much. They don't really absorb, porcelain doesn't really absorb fully like a kli cheres, like earthenware. Efshon de'ein dinam kli cheres, maybe in regards to this din, we don't consider it like earthenware. However, the Bir Halacha says, the Bir Halacha reiterates what he said in the Mishnah Berurah, that one should in fact be machmir because dafilu b'chlei chuchus, even in regards to glass, the pri chodesh is machmir, and therefore he says nihi disham naktinu kidas achun lahakel, even though we don't pasken like the pri chodesh, but over here we should be choshesh, and therefore he says it's better to be machmir. Sivkot vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes yof, if you cleaned it out well, then it doesn't have the status of the base hakiseh, and he says when you clean it out well, mi bifnim umi bachutz, you have to really clean it out well from the inside and the outside, v'gam shlo yeh mimena reach ra, and it shouldn't have any foul smell to it. V'im magia mimena reach ra, but if there is a foul odor to it, but it's cleaned out well, then dino kireach ra she'lo ikr, then we do view it as a bad smell, but doesn't have mamashes to it, which the halacha is a little bit easier, acharei the hakli eino le'ashem graf o'ovid u'nakiyahi, since it doesn't have the halachic status of a urinal or a chamber pot, and it's clean, there's no mamashes over there, so you only have to distance yourself from the smell, but not for amos from the smell. In sof hachik rak ad mokum shichal areach, you only have to go to a point to daven where you no longer smell it, not for amos from that point. However, if it's not washed out well, then you have to distance yourself because if it still has a bad smell and it's not washed out well, it may be because there's something actually there, mamoshus, as opposed to just a bad odor. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Graf the Ovid Shelcheres. If you have a chamber pot or a urinal that's made out of earthenware, Oshel Eitz, or wood, which we had previously said in Sif Aleph in yesterday's shir, these are things that have the halachic status of a beis hakiseh, but you turned it over, shekifo al piv, so it's upside down. You have the chamber pot that normally is in a position to accept things into it, you now turn it upside down. Yesh matirim v'yesh osrim. There are some that would say this is considered covered up, and therefore would be mutter to read in its presence, and others would say, no, it's still also to read in its presence. The Mechaber writes, V'alochu k'divrei ha'osrim. The Mechaber is machmir, and he says, we paskin over here, like the opinion of the poskim who say that it's osur. It still is considered a chamber pot, a urinal, even in this situation, that you can't daven within dalet amos of it, or within your sight. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin writes, Yesh matirim, why is it permissible according to those opinions? The heavy kamo kisui, because it's considered covered up. It's as if you have a cover over it, because it's upside down, and the inner part of it is totally facing the ground. But Sivkot and Ches, Yesh osrim, why do they say that it's still considered a chamber pot, like a beis hakiseh? The kivin shazua ma balua besocho, because the foul smell and the bad odor is absorbed inside this earthenware or wooden pot. Hakli gufo hu kemo tzoa, so the kli has the halachic status as if it's excrement itself, and therefore va'asur ad shechaseyu, and therefore unless you cover it up entirely, not just turn it over, it is halachically considered like tzoa, and you have to distance yourself from it for amos. That's for earthenware and for wood. Abul shel matris, but for metal, the Mishnah Berurah says afilu ein orochos mibifnim mahani kefiya, even if it's not washed out, then it's adequate to turn it upside down. The eni sur ela mitocho, because the whole issur is on the inside. And now ukefiyo, by turning it upside down, choshev kisi, it's considered halachically covered up. V'im kisu ala graf the ovit v'reach rad no deit mehem, if you did cover it up and there still is a foul odor to it, so this bein shu shel cheres v'rochutz, whether it's an earthenware one that's been washed out, o shel matechas v'in rochutz, or it's metal and it hasn't been washed out, so the derech hachayim writes kos of a derech hachayim. And we view it as excrement, and therefore we have to distance ourselves for amos from the last point that you can smell the foul odor. Because we view this as a foul smell that has mamashes to it, it has ikr to it, and therefore we treat it as excrement itself. He then points out, go look over there where we talked a little bit more about this. But if it's metal and it's washed out, then then you don't have to distance yourself 4 amos from the point where the reach ra dissipates, but then you can just go to the point where you can't smell it anymore, because this is now halachically reach ra she'en lo wicker. We view this as a foul smell that doesn't have a moshes to it. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shalah, very important idea, and he says, because of Shalah, a person who needs to have a urinal by his bedside. They, in those days, didn't have indoor plumbing, so the choice was in the middle of the freezing winter to go outside, which is very difficult, or keep some sort of a urinal near your bed. So he suggests that if you have such a urinal near your bed, this would apply nowadays for a sick person who can't get out of bed, so you should use your ovit over here made out of mateches, metal, or zchuches, or glass, because these don't absorb so well. Via rochutz, and you should keep it nice and washed out, vinoki, and clean. And then, then when you urinate into it, you go pour water into it, keep some water handy over there, you pour revius water into it, and now it doesn't have the halachic status of being like tzoa, and va'oz mutalo levarech ashiyotzar v'lul motoretzlo, and you would even be allowed to daven, say ashiyotzar, in its presence. The Mishnah Berurah then continues to quote the Shalah of Anir Ali. This is the Shalah talking. Im hunaki, if it's clean, the Eino Yotze Shum Reach Ra Mimenu, if it's clean and there is no foul odor to it, Azai Dai Shir Chetzuhu Me'erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos. You don't have to wash it out once a week. And he says, Adkan Lashono, this is the end of the discussion in the Shalah. And he says, this is brought down in the El Yerab. Mechaber in Sif Gimel writes, Mutu Likros Kriyashma Bebaye Shiesh Botsoa Umera Glayim O Graf Ovid. Person is permitted to read in a house that has these items in it, such as excrement or urine or the chamber pot or the urinal, as long kivun shehirchik mehem, as long as he's distanced himself from them, kishir shenizbar b'simanayin test, for the amounts of distance that we talked about already in simanayin test, where these halachas are discussed in much greater detail. Furthermore, the Mechaber writes, v'cheinim kofu aleim keli, if you put a kli over it, you cover it up, v'afa pishem imo b'bayis, even if they're still with you in the same house, they're considered harei l'kikfurim, they're considered like they're buried, u'motu l'kros kinegdo, and one would be permitted to say the Shema, dvarim shebekedusha, against such items. Now let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say. Siv cotton test. The Mishnah Berurah writes, you have to distance yourself, shehirchik. V'imoyo b'bayis mito gavoa asora. There is a bed in the house that is 10 tefachim tall. Whenever we say asara, we always mean tefachim. When you use the masculine term, it means tefachim. Feminine words, numbers are for amos or etzbos. So you have 10 tefachim tall. V'hamechitzos magios laretz. And the sides of the bed go all the way to the ground. Mikolat stodim on all sides. So this is considered a separate entity. Or at least, al koponim, shiragla kitzaros, it may have short legs. And therefore, ve'eno gavos gimel tefachim dahavi kelavud. So even though the bed doesn't go all the way to the ground, but it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, and then we have the halach l'moshe misinai principle of lavud, that we view that space as being filled in, any space that's less than 3 tefachim, again, a tefach is about 3.5 to 4 inches, so this is somewhere in the area of 10 to 12 inches, almost a foot, so we view this halachically as filled in through the principle of lavud. And now, v'tsoa o graf the ovid omeit achori amita, and on the other side of the bed, you have the urinal or this chamber pot. So, mikre hamito mechitza, the bed constitutes a valid mechitza between you and the chamber pot, v'shari likros lefne hamita, and one would be permitted then to read in front of the bed, as long as you're not directly facing the chamber pot, because you have a mechitza between you and the chamber pot. You don't have the distance of the 4 amos. However, he points out, as I just said, umuvad shlo yiris agraf, you shouldn't be looking at it. And obviously, there can't be a foul smell over there, because if you'd smell it, so then you wouldn't be able to daven there as well. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham has a chum over here. He says that the bed would have to go from one wall to the other wall to be considered a valid separation between you and the graf. But if it doesn't go all the way across, lo chashiva mechitza, that would not, in fact, be considered a mechitza. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, v'harbe mefaknukim b'dinzeh. There are many that disagree with this, and the Shaar HaTzion, he brings this down. Look in the Matzis HaShekel, Namayim Mordechai. Gam b'sefer nishmas odom, tomalov. And likewise, the Chai Yodim in the Sefer Nishmas Odom is amazed at this, and therefore the Chai Yodim writes, akei mesig b'chai yodim, the b'mei raglayim, that when you're dealing with urine, show you all the oritz that were on the ground, or b'chlishin or graf, or non in a urinal, but in some sort of other kli, the ain't well of the rabbonim, and these are clearly dinim de rabbonim, Yesh lahak likros lavarech neged hamachitza. You would be allowed to read against the bed, even if the bed didn't go from one wall to the other. Afilo eino chotzetzes. It's not a valid full machitza across the room. However, I will look neged avir, but don't read by the open space where the bed or the machitza doesn't go. That would not be allowed. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Bir Halacha, Shetaknu Kol Lashon B'zeh. In the Bir Halacha, he essentially reiterates this Chai Adam over there, Ayin Sham. Then he says, Dapim Akvuim Mikosel, if you have boards attached to a wall, Shekorin Peletzia, which we call a Madof or Nitzel, or some sort of a projection or a shelf coming out from the wall. O Bank, Bank is like a Savsol, some sort of a bench coming out from the wall. Alpha Pishagwa Masar Tvachim, even though they are 10 tefachim above the ground, however, they're not connected to the ground at all. Even if they're 4 tefachim wide, we don't view them as a separate entity. Because they have nothing coming down to the ground to act as the wall. Likewise, the table that has 4 corners that the table stands upon, but the legs of the table don't have 4 tefachim. They're not 12 to 16 inches wide, alpha pishein gavon. I started talking, even though they're 10 tefachim far high, such a table, lo havikim mechitza lahafsik. It's not considered a halachic mechitza. Od kosav, Shami further adds, graf, or afilu me reglaim, omed bein tanner l'ko. So if you have some sort of a graf, or you have urine that's between the tanner and the wall, so the tanner, is that considered a hafsik? Nearly the osu lamo bitzara tanner v'likros, alpha pisha tanner mafsik. The tanner is not considered a hafsik in this situation. The oven is not. Why not? The kiv, du mitash mishia bayis, bottle legabe bayis. Since the oven over here is considered that it's totally subordinate to the house, so therefore it's considered as part of the house, and it's not an effective mechitza. And similarly, is there anything like this? However, avoshar klei abayis, other utensils in the house, she'enam yuchad labayis, they're not specific for the house, they could be moved about, then nearly the mafsikim. Then in that situation, they would be a valid hefsik if they have the right height and width to be considered a hefsukah. As we already explained, alpi ho'afanim havor el gabi mita, like we did for the bed earlier. Imeniach la'graf yo'ovit tachas mita, if you put them underneath your bed, the graf or the ovit, and the bed side is within 3 tvachim of the ground. So we again have the principle of lavud. Even if the mita itself is not 10 tvachim, so it's not a halachic mechitza, but it's considered a cover. You could read on top of the mita or next to the mita because it's considered covered up because of the principle of lavud. That's true, as long as he doesn't have any foul smell attached to it. If it does, the foul smell does reach you, then no amount of covering or separation or mechitza is adequate if you can smell it. Our beds, the bottom of the bed is more than 3 tefachim above the ground, then the bed essentially is no mechitza at all. You have to separate itself a distance of 4 amos from the container. Finally, Sivkot Yud, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Kelly, if you cover it up with some sort of a kli, it's good. Even if the utensil that you're covering up, this graf or of it, even if it's not 100% covering it up, but some of it is sticking out, a little bit is sticking out on one side, as long as it's not 3 tefachim, we apply the principle of Avrinim Lovud, the halachic principle of Lovud applies, and it's considered Vahavikim Mechusa. However, Avol Makli Pasuach Lamala, but if it's open on the top, then Lovud doesn't help us, and Afilu Pachos Mishlosha also, even if it's less than 3, there is no din of Lovud over here. If it's open on the top, it's not good. That concludes today's shir, and Simon Pei Zayin.